Mr. Chevy, Claire Adams called, her crisp voice cutting through the clicking of multiple heels as her employees walked out of the conference room. Chevy turned towards her. Yes, Miss Adams? Now that she had his attention, she smiled. She had moved away from the large conference table, which had accommodated 22 top-rated employees from her company's 3 branches. Chevy uttered a few words to a male colleague beside him, and then he advanced towards Claire. While he approached, Claire could feel her pussy clenching behind her corporate black dress. She clamped her legs together and sat to water down her craving for Chevy's sexy body. But her pussy throbbed even harder. Only a few seconds later, Chevy was on the other side of the conference table, his eyes fixed on her. The others were gone now. Claire could still hear their indistinct voices and their footsteps, but that was nothing to worry about. The sounds were already receding. "That was a great presentation you made there," she said. He smiled. "Thank you." "Impressive," she returned his smile. "You know what else I find impressive?" "No, I don't." Claire moved away from her side of the desk and advanced towards him. Her heels clicked against the floor, perforating the silence slowly building up as she made her way towards him. She halted beside him. "It's the fact that you, Mr. Chevy, were able to stay professional despite..." She walked around him and then she halted behind him. "Despite what, Miss Adams?" Chevy breathed so deeply his chest heaved. "Despite the fact that you had a hard-on the whole time." Claire slipped her hands along the sides of his body and trailed her way up towards his chest. She leaned forward, her breasts pressing into his back. "Oh my word," Chevy muttered. Claire laughed. "Didn't think I wouldn't notice, or did you?" She slipped her hands lower down his body, followed the hardness of his chiseled stomach, and proceeded down the waistband of his pants. Chevy sucked in a deep breath as he waited for the feel of her fingers on his cock. He was hard all over again. She could tell without even touching him. She pulled away from him and walked away, her ass jiggling in her pants as she made her way towards the door. The others were completely out of sight now, out of earshot. "But one can never be too careful," she thought, with a sultry smile. She shut the door and turned back around to face Chevy. He bowed his head, his interlaced fingers blocking the sight of an obvious erection. Claire walked back to him, flattened her right palm on his chest, and gently shoved him backwards, so he fell into a chair. She walked around him, stood behind him, and placed her hand on his shoulders. "Was it me?" she asked. She knew it was her. He'd been staring at her all through the meeting, his eyes occasionally dropping to her cleavage, which peeked through her white shirt. Chevy was one hell of a responsive man, and it turned her on beyond imagining. She had never thought she would want to fuck an employee, especially a man who was no less than 5 years her junior. But for the first time, she didn't care about his age, and didn't care that she was breaking the rules of her company. Sexual intimacy at the workplace was a no-no. But this didn't count, did it? After all, they were at a hotel they had rented for the conference. Her fingers glided down his chest in a fluid motion. She only halted when she mounted the bulge in his pants. Although she had known of his erection the whole time, the feel of his hard cock had her gasping for breath. She tipped her head down to kiss him. She'd only intended to kiss his neck, but she wasn't surprised when he turned sideways to taste her lips. His lips had barely even met hers when she moved his chair around, so he was facing her. She dropped to her knees, unzipped his pants, and quickly wrapped her lips around the bulging tip of his cock. He hissed through clenched teeth, his cock jerking inside of her, while his ass clenched against the chair. She sucked him as hard as she dared, her lips gliding along his shaft. Within moments, his cock was slippery. It glistened with her spit, making for an even smoother blowjob as she kept sucking him. Her tongue flicked around his meatus. It was her special trick when she wanted to reduce a stud to a quick comer. Chevy's raspy breathing told her he was close to orgasm. Maybe she could go easy on him at this point. But she inched her lips down to accommodate his full length. While she deep-throated him, she pulled up her dress, letting the hem settle around her lower stomach. She held him in her throat a little longer, teased his meatus some more, and then she caressed his balls. He groaned and shuddered, his cock suddenly jerking. And then she felt his warm seed filling up her mouth. She withdrew her lips to the tip of his cock and sucked hard on it, forcing every drop of cum out of his meatus. With a mouthful of cum, she rose to her feet and straddled him. While she lowered her pussy onto his cock, she initiated a kiss, sending streaks of his cum through his lips. He returned her kiss with a more intense one, but when she suddenly slammed her pussy into his cock, forcing his full length deep inside of her, his lips slipped away from hers, and then he leaned backward to let out a deep-bellied cry. His rumbling voice intensified her pleasure as she started to ride him. She started off with the classic up-and-down movements, but soon started gyrating her ass around his cock. Chevy McGuire, she decided to spell his name with her gyrating hips. She only made it past the first 9 letters when she felt that her legs trembled with the promise of an orgasm. It would be her first orgasm since the past 3 years. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.